It's Lucky's really long list of movies. Yeah! Oh. Hi, hello there. Hello. My name is Lucky Damn Day, and I am the host of Lucky's Really Long List of Movies podcast. And this is a podcast where I, Lucky Damn Day, take you along with me on my journey to tackle my list of really long movies that I have never seen before. The list is like over 320 movies long at this point. Yeah, it's really long and it's growing day by damn day. And you heard it right. My name is Lucky Damn Day, and I am somewhat of a memory of a burlesque performer, nightlife host, producer, wannabe, whatever, never was. And recently, for the past 3 or 4 years, I have been a mentally ill recluse. Ooh, yeah. Agoraphobic. But it boils down to me being afraid to leave the house. I am scared of the outside world. And you know, that actually makes the brain and all the other muscles within my body quite soft. So, while I'm getting my shit back together, I'm giving my brain a mental workout by making 2 of my dreams come true. First dream, to have a podcast. We all want one, you know, it's okay to admit it. Come on, I have a podcast, you have a podcast, they have a podcast, she has a podcast, we all have a podcast. And 2, I want to be well-versed in the movie universe. I want to understand all of the references. I want to get inspired. I want to feel the feelings, enjoy art. Maybe even have a favorite filmmaker or something. I don't know. I decided to use my stage name with this little project because, much like the real world, the internet, the World Wide Web, terrifies me, if not more than the real world. So, my stage persona makes me feel safe. And this podcast is also another form of exposure therapy. Woohoo! Being vulnerable! Yeah! So, my babies, this really long list of movies is a list of movies I have collected over the years. The collection consists of movies recommended from strangers in the bar, family members I met at funerals, guys I've dated, women I've loved, and people who have touched my soul. And my For You page and my algorithm, because I don't socialize much. But I have never given myself the time to sit down and watch these movies. And some of these movies are well known. I should have seen them by now. But there are a lot of movies on the list that can only be found in the dark corners of Amazon Prime and YouTube, free with ads. The list has movies like The Titanic, Matrix, Santa Claus vs. the Martians, Godfather, Corvette Summer, Snakes on a Plane, The Bodyguard, and What a Way to Go, just to literally name a few from this massive list. You'll be getting my first takes and final feelings, and we will fall down a wormhole or two together. Aww. And a little more about me, because this is my show, after all. And yes, we just met, but I'm already over being strangers. So, really long story, mildly short. I grew up in the Bible Belt, underneath the fire and brimstone of the megachurch. And when I say megachurch, I mean the megachurch that birthed all the other megachurches. I'm not naming any names right now because I don't have a good attorney, but I will say I have seen the movie The Eyes of Tammy Faye, and there was a character in there that I felt truly captured the real nature of the sinister minister. That church took away so many joys that could be had by harlots like me in such a small farming town. I feel like that mega monster tried to stop the youth from seeing the movies we wanted to watch by protesting and campaigning against any form of media that fell outside of the church's very narrow understanding of its own contradictory beliefs and practices. If you know, you know. Parents were afraid to let their kids watch anything, thanks to this colossal apostle. For example, parents in my town, they were afraid of demonic influences that could be found in dark devil horror movies like Harry Potter because of witchcraft. But we could watch Passion of the Christ a lot. And at my church, we were allowed to watch Spider-Man. My church was always playing Spider-Man. It wasn't like our sermon, but Vacation Bible School was literally just watching Spider-Man every other day. We were the Presbyterians in a Baptist town. Again, if you know, you know. In my critical opinion, Spider-Man is better than watching a white Jesus get crucified for 2 hours and 7 minutes. And did you know that the guy who played Jesus in Passion of the Christ, that actor, he was struck by lightning. Twice. The cross acted like a lightning rod. Jesus. Am I right? But the pop culture intake in my town was very limited and controlled. But that didn't stop me from running away from that small town and shaking my ass and tits for drink tickets and queer bars across New York City. And it also didn't stop me from wearing sinful spaghetti straps that showed off my sultry, slutty shoulders. Oh yeah, let's talk about it. Burlesque. Let me tell you something about burlesque. If anything, that's where I saw God for the first time. On that stage, there she was, in all her glory, a plump, full, fat body. One that looked like mine. That godly bod was adorned with rhinestones and fabulous feathers. She had a face that took at least an hour and a half to apply. Ruby red lips that shined like pure sin and sanctuary. And had jewelry that looked like it was peeled off the decaying queen and laid upon the dancer's chest by those weird little angel babies. Her encrusted pasties were absorbing all the light in that dingy bar, shimmering in such an impossible environment. And when God shed her chiffon skin, shook her ass, or twirled her tassels, all who saw lost their frickin' minds! And gave offerings to God in the form of hoots and hollers and crumpled up dollars. God was magnificent. And also, burlesque dancers know movies. These dancers know movies. Oh, that costume? Oh, it's a replica from Death Becomes Her, and it took 6 months to make. That song, it's actually a mashup between The Hobbit and Britney Spears. Oh, that drag king alter ego, that's a protagonist from a super influential film from 1986. And backstage, there's so much movie and inspiration talk. And, you know, I struggled to keep up because in my free time, instead of watching influential movies and works of art, I just spend my time watching trash TV and ghost hunting shows. But anyway, much like seeing God for the first time on stage, movies have also had a similar effect on me. When I allow myself to watch them, sometimes when I go out and I see a movie, sometimes I leave the movie theater with a brand new personality. It's true. New perspectives, it's happened. And new inspirations. That would be enough for me. Movies show us things that remind us of ourselves. Show us things we have never seen before. Make us ask questions and look for answers. Blah, 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 blah. We've all seen Nicole Kidman's AMC intro, haven't we? And I'm gonna be real with ya. I don't know shit about movies. Could you tell? I'm not an academically trained film connoisseur that can describe a piece of cinematic art as if it were a dish made by a Michelin star chef. I just want to watch these movies, and I just want to talk about them. Honestly, If anything, this podcast is going to be a learning experience for me, and I'm kind of jazzed about that. So, it's time, my friends. It's time! It is time to tackle the list. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. Okay, this is actually, it's happening. It's happening! Woo! So I will be putting out an episode to Lucky's really long list of movies each week on Mondays. And you can hopefully find it wherever your actual favorite podcasts can be found. I'll keep you posted on my TikTok, where you can also watch dumb little videos of my actual reactions from my first time watching these movies and my poster predictions. Oh, a poster prediction? Well, that's just where I try and guess what the movie is about based on the movie poster. And yeah, you can find all this on TikTok. I might bring it over to Instagram. Instagram freaks me out, but we'll see. Also, each month, I will make a category to help break up this massive list. Each month is going to get a category, and each category, I'm going to pick 4 movies that match the category. I'm going to watch them all. I'm going to cry. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to be reborn, repulsed, and afraid, whatever. And then at the end of the month, I'll pick my favorite from the category. Competition! Feel free to join me each week. Watch the movies. I'll tell you where to find them. And then listen to me embarrass myself while having a good time. So, my friends, my first category of my first month for the month of August. The category is movies that make people scream at me because I haven't seen them. The first movie of my first category of my first episode of my first podcast, Pulp Fiction. So, I'll see you on August 5th. Hell yeah! Woo! Podcast premiere in the middle of Mercury Retro Trade! Yay! Okay, bye. Love you, and as always, drink water.